Welcome to Afirm Yerushalmi, you're holding Kilaim, Daf Nun Tes, and the Ois V'Hodor edition, Perek Shishi, beginning of Halacha Dalet. Starting in the Mishnah, Daf Ruches Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah, Piskei Oris. So the Oris, as we mentioned, is when you have vines next to a fence. That makes an Oris, and that makes it a din of a vineyard. Now if you have a Piskei Oris, which you have vines, and in the middle there's space. There's space between the vines. Reb Chaim explains that you have 11 vines, and the middle one was removed. So now you have five on each side. Five creates a vineyard. But are they considered to be one or two? Can you plant in the middle? So that's what the Mishnah says, Shmoyne Amos V'Oid. It's 8 Amos plus. Meaning you need to have an 8 Amos space and a little bit more, as Mo is going to say. It needs to be another Tefach. So if you have 8 Amos and a Tefach, so then they are considered to be now one vineyard, and you're allowed to plant within 6 Tefachim of each one. Kol Midos She'omu Chachoyim B'Kerem. Every time Rabbanan spoke about measurements that have to do with a vineyard, Ein Ben Void, we never mentioned that extra space. Chutz Piskei Oris, except in this case, where we're not saying 8 Amos, we're saying 8 Amos Void. It means a measurement plus. Here we have a plus. Elu in Piskei Oris, now the Mishnah goes and explains what is Piskei Oris. Oris Shechor Memtzoy, you have the vines that create a vineyard because they're next to a fence, and the middle one was removed. You have five vines on the right side, five vines on the left side. Continues the Mishnah from Tes Amud Aleph. If you have 8 Amos between the vines, you don't bring anything in between, it's considered to be still one vineyard. But once you have 8 Amos plus, so you give it a 6 Tefachim space, like you give it to every vine. So you can plant in the middle between these two quote-unquote vineyards that are created by the Oris. Continues the mission, it says, Oris shu yoitze min hakoisel mitoich koren v'koli. So the way Reb Chaim explains it, we're talking about vines that are planted next to a wall, but the wall is not a straight wall. It's an L-shaped wall. That's what it means, koren, it means a corner. So you have two walls shaped like an L, and you have three trees next to one of the walls and two trees next to the other wall. V'koli, meaning the wall continues. The vines don't fill the entire wall. They fill only a certain space, three on this side, two on this side, and then the wall continues on beyond the vines. So you give the space of 6 tefachim for the vine, and then you continue planting, because it's not really a vineyard if it's on a straight line. Basically, disagrees, and holds you have to give a 4 amah distance in order to plant. Because Rabbi Yosi goes to Shitasa, that he holds, whenever you have a wall, it's considered to be chavush, it's considered to be closed in. When you're closed in, you have to give more space. Hakoni mayoitzi minoris. If you have some reeds coming out of the oris, meaning you have some sticks, but the vines are not growing on it, and he's not planning for the vines to grow on it. That's what Mishnah says. Hakoni mayoitzi minoris. Chasal el-poski. He doesn't want to cut them off, but he doesn't want to grow vines on it. Kenegdo muto, you're allowed to plant next to them because that's not that part of the reeds that are growing are not, there's no intention to use them for the vines. Asong de shealech be'machadosh, but if he made it, he has the reeds and he wants the vines to grow on them, also then you can plant there even though the vines are not there yet. Haperecha yoitze min oris, you have a single vine coming out from the oris, meaning there's some grape growing from the oris, but it's not part of the vineyard. You look at it as if there is a weight going in a straight line down from that vine, and you're not allowed to plant right next to it. So even though this is not part of the vineyard, it grows together in a row with everything else, so whatever, but it grows out, it goes to the side, is still a part of the vine. So you can't plant right near it. So you make a straight line down, you can't plant, everything else you're allowed to. The Mishnah brings two other examples of this thing, v'chen bedolis, which we refers to when you have a vine which is leaning on top of reeds, what we call before afifa yurt, and there's some like a stem coming out from it, so you're not allowed to plant right next to the stem. Hamatakos moyer milin leilim, one takes a stick from one vine to another vine, meaning he takes a branch coming from one vine to another vine. Tachtei also, you're not allowed to go and plant beneath it because it's still part of the vine. Continues the mission on Mudbeis, Sipko Bechevel or Begemi. But if he didn't use a branch of the tree, he took a rope or a gemi, a bast, Tachat a Sipok Mutu, you're allowed to plant there because that's not part of the tree. But if he's planning that this rope will be used for the vine to grow on top of it, also, again, it's also like we saw before, because he's eventually going to have vines growing there, so it's already also now midirabanan. Says the Gemara, Leisa do pligo Reb Zeiro. Doesn't our Mishnah argue Reb Zeiro? Reb Zeiro amar shmoi nechut b'mokom kartin. Zeiro said, whenever you have a space between trees, it does not include the vines themselves. So it's not really 8 amas. It's 8 amas plus, because you have to have 8 amas plus the area of the trees. So always we have more than 8 amas. Our Mishnah says the only year you have 8 amas plus. Usually you have 8 amas exactly. Says the word no. You're right. You need to have 8 amas plus. It's not exactly 8 amas. Regular distance at a vineyard needs also a little bit more. But our Mishnah said that here's the only case you have void. All the cases you don't have. According to Rav Zeir, you always have a little bit more. Says more of like void. Tell you why, because Rabbi Yochanan explained, when Chachamim say the word veloit, it means tefach. It means it has to be a tefach, that's the veloit. V'ayin ribot zivchor. But a regular distance is more, because it's 8 amis plus the actual vine. So therefore, it's not like our Mishnah. The funkem lo taniso. In other words, our Mishnah talking about the distance between the trees, not including the trees. Really, when you have a distance, you have to have 8 amis plus the actual tree itself. But that is more than a tefach. So what we're talking about is not including the tree, and here we're saying that area needs to be 8 amas veloid, which is another tefach. Says the more narrow of Yoino boy. If you only had a question, lama leis tanamim kol midas shavu chachomim ein ben veloid chutz piski aris. Our Mishnah had a quote. This size that we have over here in Kerem, in vineyard, it's the only place that we have veloid. But we don't find any other place regarding a vineyard that we say veloit. Mashma, that there's other places in Torah we do require veloit. Just here by a vineyard, we don't require any time to have veloit, to have a plus, an additional to the actual measurement. As a vineyard, that's not true. L'chur, we never find veloit. The Mishnah should have said that we never find the Chachamim require veloit ever. And this is the only place that we have it. That's what he's saying. Let's see, go back to Lushan. Lama leistan amin, why don't we say kol midah shomu chachomim, any midah chachomim said ever, in all shas, ain ben veloid, they have no veloid, chutz piskei aris, except this case. Why are we saying specifically by a vineyard? Says the more, what do you mean? I'll show you cases where we do find that we say veloid. Ve'atarinon, aser kavin Yerushalmim, that's the measurement for mincha, shehem shishe esroinim ve'odayon. It says a 6 esroinim plus. So you see, you do say veloid. What do you mean you don't say void in other places in Chas? See, one of Taman Lamidas, these are for measurements of flour. Kam Amos, see, I'm talking about a distance. This is what I'm saying. We never find a distance. We talk about Amos that we say void. This is the only place in the whole Chas. So, one of that, you know, we have another Mishnah. Referring to the fact that a Truma, when it falls into 100, so then it's oile. Oile be'echa du'mea. When you have 101, you can take out the truma when it fell into a mixture. So there he says, it doesn't have to be 101, it has to be 100 ve'oid, 100 plus. And this ve'oid over there is one kav, and a kav is a sixth of what fell, because if there's a one seah that fell, every seah has six kavim, a sixth of that. So that's what the Mishnah says, ve'oid, kav le'meo, which is a kav le'meo, seyo shtus le'medamo. A sixth of a seah for the one that mixed up. What do you see over here? You see again, we use the word ve'oid. So they want the same answer. Tamalamidas, there's again a measurement of quantity of food. The Kalamis, you're talking about a distance. Says the Gemara of Ataninon, we have a Mishnah, Oma Abyuda bin Bovo, Hagino, Vehakarfaf, Shishivim, Vishiraim, Oshim, Vishiraim. Regarding Eruvim, when you have a garden which is 70 Amma plus, or you have a Karfaf which is an open space, 70 Amma plus, so again you're saying plus, then we're talking about a distance, and we do are saying Vilit. So the question is, what is Rav Yoyin to ask? Rav Yoyin to ask here on our Mishnah, why are we saying that a year is void only by vineyard? We never find void in any other place in Chas. Yes, we do find another place in Chas. Regarding Eruvin, we do say the word void regarding a distance. Says the Gemara, Daf Samech Amud Aleph, Shmuel Omar, B'shnei Shlishi Yama Shonu. Says Shmuel, they can't compare to Eruvin. By Eruvin, the void is 2/3 of a Amma. That's the Shiv Yama V'Shirayim. By us, the void is a Tefach. So it's not the same void. So Rabbi Yoina's question is a valid question. Why do we say that here is the only place regarding vineyard? Do we say Vioid? It's the only place in Shas that we mention the concept of Vioid of a tefach for a distance anywhere. We never find that we're using Vioid as a tefach for a distance. And the Gemara stays with the question of Rabbi Yoina. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Nun Tes.